Quarterbacks,
please.
Texas quarterbacks. The battle is still to be determined. Did you happen to see the Chris Lowe ESPN interview he did with Sark? Okay,
I did.
Where Sark indicated he's got an idea of where he wants to go, but and he went. Sark has gone on record with this before, and he went on record with Chris Lowe again. Doesn't really want to alternate quarterbacks, but you can get the Horns 24/7 and get the full rundown on this. I don't know that that's completely off the table. I don't know that anything at this point is completely off the table. The second scrimmage on Saturday is going to determine, by and large, where this thing is going to go and what the playing time for both would be in the opener, everything of that nature. So I'll just start off with, again, our insider at Horns 24/7. If the season started today, you like that whole bit, Craig, if you had to play a game today, if it started today.
Don't you always love that? If they, you know,
So if the season started today, it would probably be Hudson Card starting because of his overall command of the offense. That's according to a few different sources. Now, of course, the season doesn't start today. We talk about that massive, cannot be stated enough how important the scrimmage is on Saturday for both of these guys.
So, got 16 days to go.
So what is separating the two quarterbacks at this point? Well, for Hudson Card, he has a better command. This is according to various sources. He has a better command of the offense. He's a little more mature right now from a football standpoint. You'd probably expect that considering third year in a college program, second year in Sark's offense, just a little bit better feel for things. You know, Quinn Ewers, on the other hand, 3 months at Ohio State, hardly got any fall camp action. Because remember, he graduated early, got in there late. They were already well into the swing of things with camp.
Right.
And then he transfers. And we've seen what sources have said when they see a little bit more behind closed doors, but we've seen it with what the eye test has shown us. He's going to be a good player, but it takes time, and it's going to take time for him to really digest all of this offense. I think another thing that separates the two is the chances they take with the football. You know, according to one source, Quinn is going to take his shots, and Quinn is going to take his shots and take some chances, which is a good thing and a bad thing sometimes. We saw that in the open practice a little bit, even in some of the control periods, maybe where the ball has to come out. Maybe you trust your arm a little bit too much to get it in a window that's going to close quicker than you anticipate. And we did, you know, apparently what we saw in the open practice is a little bit what's been happening behind the scenes with Hudson Card, just being more aware of, hey, check the ball down, throw it away, kind of live to play another down, not taking sacks, not risking making turnovers at times. Quote, Ewers doesn't hesitate on the deep ball, one source said. You know the saying, if he's even, he's leaving. For a quarterback watching a receiver going deep, some quarterbacks hesitate and wait to make sure the receiver is leaving, and not Ewers. He throws those deep balls on time and lets it fly. I think that's kind of what we all get mesmerized with Quinn. It's just that big-time arm talent, the ability to chunk the ball down the field, the explosive plays in the vertical game. But that's pretty much where things are at, Craig. I think it's just right now, Quinn Ewers' talent level and kind of more being more boom than bust, for lack of a better term, has not gotten to the point where he's been able to overtake Hudson Card, who just has a better overall command and feel for the offense right now, according to basically what we're hearing from the inside going into the scrimmage on Saturday.
Well, this is something Sark has said from the outset. He said it in the spring. He said it at Big 12 Media Days. He said it in our sit-down conversation with him at coaching school, that it has always been about different sets of evaluations, meaning for Quinn Ewers, it's about grasp of the system, grasp of the offense, the learning curve of the offense. And for Hudson Card, it's been about the familiarity with improvement within his familiarity of the offensive system, just getting better, getting more confident, making the right read, the right throw, the right play, that sort of thing. It's two different sets of evaluation as they watch each of those guys make their bid to be the starter. And he said, we have to feed all of that into and then sit down and evaluate who gives us the best chance to win based on those different sets of criteria.
And I know Sark, again, has gone on record, doesn't want to play two quarterbacks, wants to let one guy get into a rhythm. Depending on how the scrimmage goes, he might come out of this thinking, yeah, both are going to have to play against ULM to see what kind of a feel they've got. Because, again, we can talk about how Quinn Ewers is, how we think and how we anticipate. He's going to keep in mind, he's yet to throw a pass in a collegiate game.
Right.
So we, and including Sark, everybody can anticipate how he's going to do when he's out there in a truly live situation. We can assume how much better Hudson Card has improved since last season. But until those guys are out there in a game situation, you just don't know. And that Sark included, you just don't know. And again, he might just need that opener to let this thing play out.
Yeah. Well, and as you mentioned, Saturday, if it's not the telling day, it'll certainly be factored into the telling factors with this next scrimmage they have coming up. Because we talked about I think some of the feeling was what's going to happen in the first scrimmage, and there wasn't enough separation there. I think folks saw in the open practice, even with plain vanilla, offensive setups, and as you pointed out that Sark said yesterday, it's grandma's cookies without the special ingredients in them. But even with that in there, when folks were watching at the open practice, you didn't really see separation there, and it's been very, very close throughout the course of these workouts. Last year was very, very close all the way to the end and deciding to go with Hudson Card. But remember, he said both were definitely going to play against Louisiana. Both did. Both did well. Then you had the Arkansas game.
We didn't see Casey until the second half of the Louisiana game and late against Arkansas. And I just – it's interesting what Sark has kind of revealed about that Arkansas game, because he said it at Big 12 Media Days. He said it in the Chris Lowe piece, that Hudson kind of got unfairly dinged. Basically, too much of the Arkansas loss got heaped on him. And he didn't play well that night, and it didn't look good. And there's a big reason why there was a different starting quarterback for that Rice game.
Yep.
But it's, again, with young quarterbacks, it's all about, can you learn from that? Can you grow? Can you develop? And we'll see where Hudson Card is with that. I think it's interesting, and we mentioned this in the Insider, the dynamic has kind of flipped, whereas last year, Casey Thompson was the guy that had multiple years in a college program, even though the game experience wasn't ideally where you want it for a guy that's been in a program that long, it at least kind of, he had been able to process a little bit more, slow down a little bit more, been in the meeting room with Sam Ellinger, understood how Sam studied and what he viewed, and at least got to see it from that standpoint. Just had more of a frame of reference than Hudson Card did. Now, the shoe is on the other foot, where Hudson Card, again, he's the guy that's been in a college program for 3 years and has had a full year and a spring and now a camp into this offense, whereas Quinn Ewers, again, basically 3.5 months at Ohio State was all he got after playing his junior year at South Lake Carroll, and then got to Texas for spring. So it's not a question of talent or whether Quinn Ewers is good enough or not. It's how much, and this is, it's a Sark call, because how much of the offense do you feel comfortable with Quinn Ewers running at this point? And for Sark, is that enough of a mount to feel like you can be who you want to be on offense with him at quarterback? In other words, are you just going to be so handicapped that, you know what, you have to go to the other guy just to keep the entire, more of the playbook open?
Right.
More of what you want to do. So it's going to be, I know we said this last year, and anytime there's a quarterback battle around this place, we would say this, but I'm fascinated to hear what comes out of this scrimmage on Saturday.
Yeah, somebody on the spec text line, if Casey started against Arkansas, do y'all think we would have won?
No, because Casey Thompson didn't play on the offensive or defensive lines, and that's where Texas lost the football game.
Yep. Just
in a landslide.
Yeah, so it just has to be that. So, anyway, and it'll still continue to be the conversation going all the way about, you know, who's the safer choice, the better choice, the higher play, you know. But again, it still comes down to who they think gives them the best chance to win.
And Specs text line 337-3776. No, I didn't say yesterday that I would trade Hudson Card for Cam Rising. I said that I wouldn't trade Hudson Card for Cam Rising. I said I wouldn't trade Quinn Ewers for Cam Rising in that weird quarterback trade machine hypothetical that we got into late in the show yesterday.
Yeah. Somebody said, does it worry you at all that this is the second year ago Sark is having quote-unquote trouble naming a starting quarterback?
No, because last year neither one of those guys, again, Sark was the first head coach in the post-Darryl Royal era to walk into the job and inherit a quarterback room with zero games of starting experience. Yep. He didn't know what he had last year.
Yep.
And now he's got a guy in Quinn that he at least has a baseline of where he's got a guy in Hudson Card where there's a baseline at least of what he did last year, and you can track some growth. But in Quinn, you're Sark knows he's got a talented guy, but in terms of playing the quarterback position, didn't really know what he had until he got on the field with Quinn in the spring.
That's true.
But I do think he's got a better idea. Got a better idea of what he has now than he did at this time last year in that competition between Hudson and Casey.
Yep.
He's got a better idea of what he's got with Hudson and Quinn right now.
All right, so there's our notebook for this hour, and we'll continue also to take a look at your questions and comments on the SpecSec Island. Somebody put up that picture we were talking about earlier, Brett Beatty on the home run flash, yeah, throwing up the horns on the home run.
Hey, I'll say one thing else about the quarterback battle, Craig. When you look at the history of Texas as a Big 12 program, I'm trying to go through the years again. I think 2002 with Chris Sims.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 2005 with Vince Young,
mm-hmm.
07, 08, 09 with Colt,
yep,
10 with Garrett Gilbert, and then you've got, what would that be, 18, 19, and 20 with Sam Ehlinger. It's only 9 times where Texas has gone wire to wire with the same starting quarterback, but within those 9 seasons, you either had a John Childs, a Tyrone Swoop, somebody that was kind of a specialty player to supplement. Shane Buechel in 2016 was the same way with that 18-wheeler package. You had a quarterback that could supplement some things. Or you had a situation like, obviously, the national championship game at the end of the 09 season, the Baylor game in 18, where the starter might start, but he might be out there for a couple of plays, and then the backup essentially plays the whole game. So more often than not, Texas has proven you need 2 quarterbacks to get through a season. So whichever one of these guys doesn't start, said the same thing last year that I'll say this year, whoever's not the starter for game one, they've got to stay engaged, they've got to stay focused, they've got to stay with it, because you really are one bad thing, one play, one moment away from now it's your team and you're the guy.
There it is. All right. We'll have another notebook coming up next hour as well. Up next, Inconceivable, as we continue with Light the Tower on the Horn, 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260, live, local, and digital on the Horn app and Horn FM.
Just what you think it is.